Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, Monday, 8 o'clock, New York. Welcome, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. And I was very, very saddened to hear the passing of Mr. Lewis. I got to be honest with you. I never heard of this guy until the other day. Former congressman, they say he was a civil rights leader. That's a cool thing, but, you know, I got to be honest. How come none of these civil rights leaders include the disabled in their quest, in their fights, in their whatever it is, whatever legislation they pass? You ever notice that? It never includes the minority disabled. And that's horrible. What good is it if they're leaving us out? All right, example. How many minority people have been denied a service dog in the last year? Wrongly so. Shouldn't have been. All right? Now, you got all these civil rights leaders. You got Mr. Sharpton. You got this guy Lewis. You got Jesse Jackson, to name a few. You know? All of them. Not one of them does a damn thing to help a blind or disabled person who's denied a guide dog. Isn't that part of protecting somebody's life? Shouldn't that be civil rights? The right to be safe? I mean, they don't do a damn thing about it. They don't even insist that the schools be licensed. And this is what we got to deal with, world. We're always left out. That's why I'm not impressed with these people, these so-called civil rights people. Civil rights for who? Not for everybody. Not for the minority disabled, black and disabled people who are discriminated against or unjustly decided that they're not going to have safety with no law to protect you. Why don't they do something about that? Well, that's a mad for inner sight. I'm sorry to hear the guy passed away. Condolences to the family and all that. Yes. But I don't think he did a good job for us. I don't think any of them are doing a good job for us. Why don't they stand up and fight for people who are denied safety? Guide dogs, accessible pedestrian signals, people trapped in nursing homes, programs in place that weren't even used to help them when this virus came in. There you have it, world. A couple of mads right there. Inner sight around the world. Hopefully we'll have our engineer come in and we can get some phone calls. If you want to take note of the number, 213-816-1650. And on the glad side, I'm glad to hear that Mr. Trump is trying to protect people by sending in the federal offices to some of these towns where people are freaking out and, putting innocent people in harm's way by doing so. I don't know what's the matter with these mayors of these towns. Can't do their job, can't protect people. Then they get together and they criticize Mr. Trump for trying to fulfill his constitutional pledge to protect the American people. What the hell kind of people are they? They don't belong in those jobs. They can't protect people. They should be protecting people. They should be doing what they've got to do to protect the residents of the city who pay taxes, who need to go about their business, live their lives, work their jobs, go to work, and so on and so forth. So that's a mad. I don't praise these mayors who are doing a half-assed job. All right? You got to praise Mr. Trump. He took an oath, and I believe he's trying to fulfill that oath. You don't let anybody take over the streets. No way. That's what happens in the terrorist country, but it shouldn't be happening here. All right. Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Monday, anything you're mad about or glad about, you can put it right here and turn down your video, your Twitter, whatever it is, your computer when you call in. And try not to call in on a cell phone, on a speakerphone, I should say, cell phones, without the speakerphone. And preferably a landline is better, you know. So, yeah, I'll try to avoid a cell phone. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue. Roar, little bear, the great, great Akita. Makes a great service dog. But I got to tell you, the Akita is not for everybody. You know, you got to know how to handle them, how to communicate with them. You know? And you got to find the right dog, of course. That's what anything. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, 609-388. 7004 Big East Akita Rescue. Check them out. All the beautiful children of the world. Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Campbell, Ali, and many, many others. Heard about a thing on the news in, I think it was in Florida, that the police came across a toddler walking in the street, you know, all by itself, playing in, they said it was a mud puddle or something. So, you know, terrible, terrible things. I mean, people can't even watch their own, you know. I don't know what became of the child, or, you know, they didn't say the child was ill or anything, so I have to believe that the kid is all right. Go an extra mile for a child. Those cops did. They helped the little boy. And you see now, if you didn't have a police department, who would help that kid? Don't get rid of the police department. Get rid of the haters in the police department. Big difference. All right. There's the Inner Sight solution right there. All right. Around the world, Inner Sight, Kennedy Realty, my buddy, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get a good info on a house, information. And check out Mr. Kennedy. He's a great guy. He's a fair guy. He cares about people. I can tell you that. He's helped Inner Sight more than once to stay on the air. And he's just a great, great guy. Him and his wife and the secretary in the office, too, has helped us. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world. Kennedy Realty. Some of our friends. TuroLawCenter.com. SuttonInsurance.com. Good Mojo Printers. With a .com, some of our friends who have contributed in the past, and we remember them. Around the world, Inner Sight, nobody starved on Long Island. My buddy Gary over there, 631-484-3085. Dog food, cat food, medical. So check them out. Again, that number, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. Kind of reminds me of a story with the great, late, great Harry Chafin, who I had the honor of meeting back in Woodstock when I used to live up there. And Harry was performing at the Joyous Lake Club. And I met him the night before he died. So I'll never forget the late, great Harry. Very, very down-to-earth, beautiful guy. And he has a group that helps people get food. Long Island Cares, I believe it is. So we praise Harry and Long Island Cares and his brother. He's survived by his brother, Tom Chapin, who I never met, but I'd like to meet Tommy. All right, Inner Sight. Around the world. And what else we got? We'll hold off on the Able News. Let our co-host fill you in on that. And James Bahamundi, civil rights lawyer, 516-783-9662, Bahamundi. You can't remember the last name, just remember Jimmy. Good enough. Down-to-earth guy. All right. So, Mad or Glad Monday. You know, you listen to the news, you find out mads and you find out glads. What to be glad about or mad about. And a lot of these celebrities seem to be coming forward lately to want to help people. Well, Inner Sight has an idea. These nursing homes have failed the public. They've failed the residents. They've failed the taxpayers. They've even failed the politicians. We've seen that especially lately with this virus coming in and destroying all these lives. So, we've come up with an idea. Get people out into their own apartment and utilize volunteers, trained volunteers. Now, you could use the same people that are already aides. They would volunteer their time, and we at Inner Sight would compensate them by paying one of their bills. You know, you raise the money, establish a fund, pay one of their bills. And I would like to see a celebrity or someone out there who's affluent enough to step up and initiate a fund to start this program. All right? We currently have two people that we're trying to help who are trapped in nursing homes.
Yeah.
All right. So anyone out there who would like to make a substantial donation to get this program off the ground, the money would be used directly to help people to have the care. And without the danger of the state butting in and saying, you know, if you need this much care, you should be in a nursing home. Nursing homes aren't very popular right now.
Oh, no.
I confirmed that today with Eyewitness News.
Yeah.
So somebody out there, somebody who's listened to the show and knows somebody, you know, I'd like to see us start this fund with about $10 million. So not only we can start helping people, but we can advertise it. And the goal, the long-term goal would be to get other agencies to do it.
That'd be
Why
nice.
Not? Agencies for
yeah,
the blind
I think it's
can,
right.
Agencies for the blind can do it for blind people. The Alzheimer's people can do it for them. You
and
know,
so far,
they don't have to
yeah.
spend any money. They can raise the money through fundraising.
That's right.
And use the volunteer system. You know, you stay with this person X amount of hours, we'll pay your rent. We'll pay your
car.
My
aide already confirmed she would do it. Yeah.
Yeah. Why wouldn't she? Get your rent paid.
Yeah. She said, oh, my God, that would be awesome. That's what she said.
And you're helping people to survive, to serve their family. Many of those people have disabled in their family.
Right.
So it fits right in with what we do.
She has disabled in her family. Her mom, was hit by a car years ago. By accident, actually. The father accidentally, the car actually had a mechanical failure, but unfortunately the father was in the driver's seat. So it was a whole big headache. You know.
Her father hit
the mother
by accident.
The father
hit the daughter?
No, the mother. Edwin's
mother.
The father
hit the mother.
Mother. Yeah.
The mother was outside the car?
Yeah. And the car, it had bad transmission problem, and it went, instead of going backward, I think, it went forward, and he was in the right gear. She's lucky to be alive.
Did they investigate that?
Yes, they did. He was cleared of all charges or anything. Mm. Yeah, so. Well,
that sounds
weird. Exactly.
But anyway.
Even she did.
So, yes, every agency should have this volunteer program, you know. And the money would go to the. In fact, the money could go. If you really want to do it in the right way, the money could go to the person, and then the person can pay the volunteer.
That's right.
You know? So that could be worked out that way too. Matter of fact, that's even better, because now the person is controlling their own situation.
Yeah.
And that's what we need. You know, if they want Inner Sight to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
If they want to do it on their own, you see, you give the person a choice. That's where these damn agencies are oppressing us. They don't give us a choice of anything.
No.
So there's where it is. All right, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad, around the world. If you want to call in, 213-816-1650. And why don't we do the Able News before we try to go to the phones?
Okay. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years, actually, with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and also they have, I'm sure I mentioned the calendar of events. Anyway, back to the subscription. They have a subscription that you can, get online and visit ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today.
All right. Don't forget to sign our petition on change.org. We have to. We have to put that volunteer idea up on that nursing home.
We have to rewrite it.
Petition. You know, because this is a very good way to save money.
Oh yeah.
You know, for the state and to give people protection. All right, and the service dog petition, the license to guide dog schools. I put in a call today to Senator Boyle, but his mailbox was full, so I couldn't reach him.
Oh, okay.
I'll try him again tomorrow.
Hey.
Because I think we have to try to resume, find out when we can resume.
Yeah, that too.
You know, back. The business of getting this law drafted.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, Inner Sight Around the World and Men Are Glad Monday. And, you know, be thankful, as I said earlier, be thankful that you have a president who at least is trying to protect the American people, sending the federal troops in, being criticized for it. What is the president supposed to do if there's turmoil and violence in the city? What do they want him to do? Look the other way?
Can't do
I think he's fulfilling his, he took an oath to protect the American people. So, you know, all these stupid mayors who can't do their job, they're criticizing him. They're bringing a lawsuit. You believe this? To try to stop him from protecting people. Those people should not be in public office. Why aren't they protecting the people? That's what they're supposed to do.
What?
All right, Inner Sight, Man of Glad. Anybody on the line?
Yeah, Maureen is in queue, and also Anthony. Oh, no, actually, Anthony hung up, but Maureen's in queue.
All right. So let's we'll take a call from Maureen, our nursing home advocate.
Yeah.
Live on Inner Sight, Man of Glad, Monday.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
How are you guys
are you
doing today?
Went to the doctor today. I said I went to the doctor today. I have a man and a glad on that one, but I'll leave.
Yeah, I'll call you off the air about that because I want to see how, well, you know, how everything did. I was out most of the day. When I wasn't out, I was on the phone. So. And I want to, I had an ordeal with the nursing home, but
you got the speakerphone on?
Maureen? I'm sorry. Yeah, no, I have it off, the speakerphone.
Oh, try to get closer to the phone. You sound far away.
Do I still?
It's a little better.
Is that any better?
It is a little better.
Yeah.
It sounds better now?
A little better.
Yeah.
Now, I wanted to thank Frank and the site again today because I called the nursing home today because I want to see if I can get my mom to sign her stimulus check over.
Yeah, didn't I tell
so
you
So
that
I can,
that?
You know,
yeah,
get either something she needs or help with getting the apartment.
Yeah.
So right away I'm told by finance, oh, no, can't do that because have to report it to Social Security. I said, why would you have to report it to Social Security? It's got nothing to do with social. It's her stimulus check that's hers. From the IRS, right?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's correct.
I called Frank, so he helped recall the administration office and got the administrator's secretary, you know, personal assistant. So at about 5:30 tonight, I hear from the social worker. And, Miss Willis, I hear there's an issue. You want to get your mom's Social Security check? I said I didn't want to get her Social Security check. It's a stimulus check. Oh, can you hear me now? This phone is needed to be charged.
You.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we hear you. It's better.
So I said it's her stimulus check that, you know. Oh, well, now I understand. So now that, you know, I've got it straight, I'll talk to the others tomorrow and see what. But your mother still has to give the okay. And so I'm sure she'll give the okay because she keeps telling me how she hates it there and she wants to leave and come home. And I have that on tape, so they can't say, oh, she doesn't mind being here.
Exactly.
So Frank and I called we're going to call that lady again, too, and thank her and see if, you know, if it goes through, you know.
Yeah, we'll wait until you get the money and then we'll call her.
Yeah. We're going to wait and see because
make sure you get the check, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They try
that's
to put one over on
that's
you,
her...
Maureen.
Oh, well,
I'm
we
sorry,
know
Frank?
That, Frank.
I didn't hear what you said.
Maureen.
They tried to pull one over
Frank,
on
what
you.
Yeah, Frank, what did you say? I didn't hear what you said.
They tried to put one over on you, obviously, you know, and then they pretended that they didn't know what you were talking about.
Right.
You
nothing now.
I mean, it's a stimulus
these people,
that belongs
these
to
people
her.
Know
and
that you're. Excuse me. Do these people know that you're blind? They know it?
Oh, yeah. They know.
Well, there's another reason why they try to put it over on you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if the administrator did, but the social worker certainly knows.
Yeah, they know, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, they should.
I told this woman, I said, we better, you know, straighten this out before, I didn't speak any details, but I said, before it gets out of hand.
You know,
and she obviously understood what I meant.
That hint, yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Because, of course, they went, oh, no, she can call, she can leave anytime. But they really want her to stay because they want the money. You know?
Let her dare make it, you not get that. Believe me, let her just dare. That's all.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's
these places get desperate, they'll try anything.
That's disgusting.
Mm-hmm. It really is, you know. It's so, and they don't even give you time right away to, oh no, you have to report that to Social Security. Okay, that's her IRS check. That's got nothing to do with Social Security. That belongs to her.
That's right.
She wants with it, you know.
That's right.
So.
And that's money that the government wants you to spend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the
mm-hmm.
person. You know,
well,
the health
well, first
person.
Of all, he's been held hostage now for months in a nursing home, right?
Yeah.
A stimulus check is sitting there. Another one is due to come out sometime shortly. Plus, Social Security checks are there also, four of them, I believe, a fifth one in a few days. And once she signs those checks also and they hand the money over to her, that's the money also to do with what she believes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, it's not the big socials that goes to them. That's her $50 penalty loan. So once she
gets you better find out about that, too.
That belongs to her as well.
Yeah.
You know? Because, first of all, who do they think has been giving her all her stuff that she's been held hostage there and hasn't been able to go out and get stuff or order stuff or blah, blah, blah? Who do they think is giving her food and everything to her? Me, who's on Social Security disability as it is, right?
Yeah.
You know?
She hasn't been able to get
but
any sunshine or fresh air,
for all her stuff.
Like my mom.
No, they don't care. They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care one bit.
I know
you
that.
Know?
I've been
there. Yeah, so something helped me out by calling the administration
office. You know,
office.
It shows you, though, that how inner sight makes a difference, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because they damn well know
mm-hmm.
that they're not going to fool around with us, you know.
No, they better not.
We wouldn't stand for it, you know, and a lot of our friends wouldn't stand for it. And this is another reason why we have to get this volunteer program off the ground.
Yeah.
Right.
And get people out and start letting them live their lives and not be under the threat of the state,
mm-hmm.
you know, that says, oh, if you need that much care, yeah, you got to go to a nursing home. If we get this volunteer going, when we get this thing going, that's going to eliminate that threat
mm-hmm.
to people. You realize that?
Right.
Yes, it will.
Right.
And then we'll put that in the news. That Inner Sight has eliminated the threat of people being deported into a nursing home.
Deported, a good word.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's what our goal is.
It's a good plan all around.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's disgusting
a good plan.
What people are doing.
Really, it really is.
We have I don't want to elaborate, but we have a good idea for a fundraiser. I'm waiting for this person to let me know if she wants to do it or not, you know.
Yeah.
And then we'll be happy to put the details out there.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
The whole
volunteer thing. Mm-hmm. Yep. I mean, it'll be 5 months soon. Well, I asked about the visiting also. I said, you know, I saw the head social worker. I said, is it because there's been more COVID cases? Is that what the, you know, why people? Oh, I wouldn't know, Marina. I said, you're the head social worker. You don't know? Marina, you're getting nasty with me. I said, no, but you are the head social worker. She didn't know if there's. Well, of course, she's been on vacation for 2 weeks. So.
She goes, Marina, you're getting nasty with me? Was that her response?
Yeah, because I said, well, you are the head social worker, shouldn't you know? Yeah. So, well, of course, she has no answer, so. And that's not the first time I've heard that either. And I don't know. I mean, she's the head social worker. You know? Didn't she know something?
Yeah.
You know? So
no,
then
if they don't know, they shouldn't be in that job. In other words, you don't know your job.
That's right.
That's
because that's not the first time.
So I look at it.
Answer.
Yeah.
So then I called the director of, wait a minute, let me get the full title. The director
why don't they be truthful and say, I'm not allowed to reveal that?
Well, they don't know, period.
You know?
Yeah.
Well,
that would be the simple, they know. Come on, how can you not know? You're sitting in the damn meeting. They're giving out the damn information. You know.
Then I'm told by the other one, the performance improvement director, we do take in hospital people, but we're not taking in ones with COVID anymore.
We're losing you on the phone. Get closer to the phone.
Oh, you know, it needs to be charged, I think. It was flipping. It needs to be charged.
But that's better
what
now.
Happened.
What'd you do?
I don't
know what
that
you
is
do,
better. What'd you do?
I just put it closer.
Yeah, well, that's the
thing. I just put it.
Keep it right there.
Yeah. It needs to be charged. I'm sorry. Yeah. So then she tells me, well, we're testing everybody all the time. So if somebody, you know, comes in negative and then they become positive, we have to put them in isolation. So I said, so we're basically going back to the same thing again. I mean, this could go on forever, right?
Yeah.
You know,
Who knows?
If somebody's negative and then they can't let anybody in again, right?
Yeah, basically. If somebody goes positive, yeah. That's what happened with
mom. So then this just goes round and round and I never see my mom again.
Basically.
Well,
you get her out of there.
That's why you got to get her out of there.
Yeah. Exactly. Because same thing with you, too, Suzanne, right? The worker has
exactly what happens
to
my mom. Yeah, they just keep your family member captive.
Yeah, that's about it. That's basically it. They keep them captive. You can do a show with them once for them, and you never see them again. Truly disgraceful.
All right, in sight.
So hard.
Let me remind everyone. Hold it. Let me remind everyone. Television, Wednesday night, 8:30, Channel 20, Long Island, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. And that's Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel. So tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday night, we have a very appropriate show. The nursing homes are dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
So.
Yeah.
More ways than one.
Yeah.
That's the show for Wednesday night. And then Thursday night, I forget the title. What was the title? You have a title for Thursday night?
Oh, hang on. I'll get it for you. Give me a second.
Inside. Friday is the funnies. You can't forget that. Funnies on Friday.
And Wednesday was being disabled is a business, and Thursday was nursing homes are dangerous.
Okay, Thursday is nursing home.
Yep.
Okay.
And a business. Being
Wednesday
disabled
night,
is a business.
The subject will be disabled. Being disabled is a business.
Right.
Sorry. My neighbor.
We may have to reword that, but that's the idea of the show. We'll explain.
That's what you said.
Wednesday. All right. In a sight, Maureen on the line, our nursing home advocate, Suzanne's co-host and engineer.
Yeah.
You don't have to know who I am. I'm just a rebel.
That's true. Without
and,
a cause. No, with a cause.
No, he's a rebel
with
a cause.
I definitely have a cause.
With many causes.
Right.
All
right.
I want to mention something that I talked about at the outset of the show because it's so important. This guy Lewis passed away. Now, I never knew who this guy was until the other day.
No.
He's a former congressman, and he's a civil rights rights leader.
Mm-hmm.
So our condolences, yes, but the thing that bothers me, all these civil rights leaders, how come they never include the disabled?
He did, actually. I found out about it. He did.
He did? Where? What did he do?
I wish we knew him when he was alive. Seriously,
what
did
he do?
He actually was helping a lot of people who were basically developmentally disabled in his community. I don't know exactly how, but
what did he do?
I don't know. I don't know.
He didn't do a damn thing for people denied guide dogs or enforcement of the ADA. What did
he
do?
If he knew more about it, I think if we had confronted him at the time when he was alive, I think he would have done something about it because he was
that's pie in the sky. That doesn't do us any good now. The point is he didn't do it.
Well, we don't know if he would have or wouldn't. He didn't know about it. You know what I'm saying?
We do know he didn't do it because we don't have any damn protection of the law. Nobody does it.
You can't blame somebody in that way.
I blame all those damn people who never do a damn thing for us.
You blame every single one of them?
Yeah.
You got.
Let me go down the list, all right?
Okay.
You got Jesse Jackson. You got Al Sharpton.
Yeah.
You know? You had President Obama and this guy Lewis. What did any one of them do to give us enforcement on the American Disability Act? Just take that one thing. What did they do?
I don't know what he did. I would
they
have
didn't
to
do
find
a
out,
damn thing. Otherwise, you'd have enforcement.
He
hello.
I know that.
No. Well, there's the answer. What do they do when a black blind person is denied a guide dog? They ever do anything to help that
person?
They
probably would fight for them if they knew that they were even denied.
Oh, come on. What do you mean if they knew they were even denied? They know.
I think
are they so stupid? They're in Congress. They're in public life. And they don't know that blind people are denied dogs? No, I don't believe that. That's a bunch of crap.
Wait a minute. I'm going to bring you back a bit in time.
That's a bunch
of crap. How much did Boyle know? And he's not black. He's white. How much did Boyle know when you went to him? And then he asked you to get a petition going and to get focus groups going. You know, how much did he know?
He knew. He knew from the Commission for the Blind. He checked us out. He knew.
Mm.
Don't tell me he didn't know. I don't believe that. He's a state senator. All he had to do was get the commissioner on the phone and say, I want to know how many people you referred and how many people were denied guide dogs in the last couple of years. He may not have made that public, but he knew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he
don't
probably
tell me
did
he
know.
Didn't know.
He probably did know.
Damn
he
right he
did
know.
Know that.
Damn
yeah,
right.
That
that's what I'm saying.
Right.
All these civil rights leaders, what the hell do they do? They don't do nothing for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Nope.
And why is all this hatred still there? There's the other question. If they're so
well,
good.
That's their business. That's their business.
No.
That's not, you know, I know that that's everybody's business, but it should also be taken care of.
Well,
why is there
hatred amongst people who work for these agencies for the disabled? Nobody's doing anything about it. Has that ever been investigated by a civil rights leader?
No.
Hell no.
Do you
think
well,
if it wasn't the time it is, do you think if it wasn't the time it is, he'd be getting all this big send-off either? You know what I mean? His send-off's going on for six days.
A long time ago. You know what should be? What should be is that we should be treated like everybody else is treated and in terms of, you know, enforcement on the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Damn right.
Period.
Damn right.
That I agree
right.
with.
If somebody's denied their safety, there should be an investigation. And if the people are guilty, their ass should go in jail. Finish.
Yeah.
End
mm-hmm.
of business.
Mm-hmm.
Inner sight.
Yep.
But I'll tell you something. That would mean a lot of people in jail. I'm serious. That would mean a lot of people denying us our service and our right. You know, so what that should be then is the more you deny us, the more you're then, you know, you're fined. I think fining somebody at first and then putting them in jail would be, you know, the way to go. Because then the fines could then be used to help the people get the accessibility so there wouldn't be any more. You know what I'm saying? You still have to pay for it, and then you get the accessibility. That's the better way to do it. Don't you think, Frank?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I went to the. Let me just go over this business of. Maureen, you have anything else, by the way?
No, that's okay. I'm okay.
All right.
I'm done. Thanks, guys.
So
let
me know.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk to each other. Tonight,
I'll be
going to bed. So I'll talk to you tomorrow, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I have to go charge the phone. It keeps this. Like I say, I've been either out or on the phone all day, so it's really going down. So thanks, guys.
All right, sweetheart. You take care, okay?
Okay, take care. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right, inner sight. I want to go over, and this is a damn ass mad. What I've been through in this town where I live, Sable, New York, horrible place when you're disabled. I've been through the town, the state, the government, the fire department, the independent living, you know, and not one of them has done a damn thing to get a traffic light up that everybody can access.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. There's no enforcement. You may as well say there's no law.
It is.
What the hell good is it?
I don't think that's a law. It's a crap
law. No law.
Excuse me.
That's
I had
not
to
a
say
law.
What I felt. It's not a law. What
a
is
law
it?
Is where you a law is where you call a law is where you call a cop, and the thing is not done, and the cop says, you know, if you don't do this within a certain amount of time, here's a summons.
Mm-hmm.
You could be arrested or fined. That's a law. We don't have
that.
Yeah,
that's a law. We don't have that.
We don't have that with a traffic signal. And that's dangerous.
Very
across
much.
The damn street and you can't read the light. Every damn day I have to cross the street and the cycle of the light changes.
Mm-hmm.
Every day. And nobody gives a damn. Nobody does a damn thing about it. None of these politicians and nobody. That's what we got to deal with, world. If it wasn't for my dog, I'd be dead now. Inner sight. 213-816-1650. Mad or glad Monday. You know, can you imagine if the average demonstrator had to go through what we go through?
Oh, they wouldn't. Hell,
they wouldn't even be able to
get
there most of the time, half the time.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even be able to get to the demonstration place.
Yeah. That's the truth.
So there you have it. People don't know what they got.
Yeah.
You know, and over there in Washington, they're all making tremendous money, and they're fighting over... you know, put this in, leave this out, put this in.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing is stupid.
That's true.
You know? Well, that's the way the world is. You know, people are not treated equal. All right, Mad or Glad Monday. You listen to the news, you get ideas of what to be mad about, what to be glad about.
That's true.
And let's see, what else did I hear him do? Some football player donated $5 million in Louisiana to build some kind of a health center. Now, what the hell good is that going to do?
Yeah, right.
You know, what's that going to do? You got them all over the country. What good did they do with the virus?
Yeah.
Same old crap.
Mm-hmm.
The same old doctors in there with the same bull crap that are going to tell you to take poison, and the next virus will come along.
That's the truth.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is. And people making money on it, and other people who get used.
Get sick. Yeah.
So, you need to change the way things are done.
Mm-hmm.
If something doesn't work, you got to change it.
That's true.
You know, things that worked years ago. I was talking to somebody, and she was telling me that in her family, it goes all the way back. And as a matter of fact, this is from Louisiana, all the way back, hundreds of years in her family, it was a tonic. And she's only 23 years old. And they still, the whole family still takes that tonic today.
Wow.
You know, they don't have a virus.
Yeah.
An old tonic put together by people hundreds of years ago. People that were probably labeled as witches.
Yeah.
You
probably.
Know, down there in the back country of Louisiana.
Wow.
That is the best damn medicine in the world.
Of course.
Telling
it
me
is.
Some of the things that are in it. Including apple cider vinegar world.
Oh, sweet. Who told you this?
And garlic.
Who told you that?
Cinnamon, zinc, all kinds of great stuff.
Sounds good.
This girl that I talked to.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, and I'm saying to myself, why isn't that remedy given to every person in this country?
Yeah.
You know? Confirmed by the experts, you know, on the immune system.
That's right.
Guys like Gary Knoll and the other guy, what's his name? The doctor's name.
Calliope
and Jerry Hickey, who's a natural chemist. See? These are the people who know how to prevent. And these are the people that should be given carte blanche
to create
a substance that people can take, or even put something in the mask, and you wear the mask, and it goes right into your
That's
skin.
That's a good idea, more than anything. Put it right
I
in
heard
the mask.
That Olivia Haviland died, 104 years old.
Yeah, yeah. I know. She passed on.
Wow.
Yeah.
She must have done something right.
Oh, yeah.
What did she take?
I don't know.
No, it's like that old Jackie Gleason joke, you know. Give me some of what he's drinking. I want to get loaded, too.
The truth.
You know. That was funny when Gleason and Connie played themselves.
Mm.
That was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when they came out on the stage and he made believe he was Ralph, and then Connie was the real Art Connie. I said, you're him. That's you. Yeah, me. That's me. That's me. I'm Art Connie. Yeah. You're really him. Sign this. Please sign it. My friends won't believe you. The whole thing. It was like that. Then they did it the other way around.
Oh, yeah.
Where Norton came out and Gleason played himself.
That's too funny.
All right, in a sight, man of glad Monday. 213-816-1620. 1650. I'm trying to. I lost my friend's phone number. My friend Pidgey. Pidgey, if you're listening to this show, I lost your phone number.
Oh.
Or anybody
who
knows.
We have her
Pidgey
on Facebook, you know.
Oh, thanks for telling me.
Well, I didn't know you were looking for Pidge.
Send her a note.
I will if
tell
you
her
want
I'm looking
to.
For. I tell her I lost her phone number.
I will.
Please.
No problem. Yeah, no problem.
Nobody tells me anything.
Well,
all right, in a sight.
Anything.
yeah, Thursday night, the danger of nursing homes.
Yeah.
Wednesday night, the business of being disabled. It is a business.
And nobody
it
believes.
Is. It is. Look at all the money that's involved in it.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know? It's a big business.
Yeah, and that's all they do is they know how to take. And
yeah,
never
they
give.
To get the money.
Well,
that's
today, I don't know if it was good news, bad news, or what the hell news it was. I went to get a test done. Well, I sort of expected some of the answer, because that's what I got years ago. But to wait, I don't know. I think I wanted to know why, more than I wanted to know this is what you have, you know? Basically, I was told that it's not peripheral nerve damage, it's central nervous system damage. And what that means is, you know, instead of it coming out of your spinal cord and affecting your, it's coming from the spinal cord in the brain area. That's the central nervous system, as opposed of it coming out of the vertebra and going to the arms and legs. So that's what I was told today.
Well, it's only good news if you get help.
That's
otherwise, it's nothing.
It is nothing.
You know, so you're going to go to Calipee.
Yeah, and get help.
And you have to raise $15,000.
Yeah.
And the GoFundMe's not up yet, but if anyone would like to contribute to that fund, because Suzanne has been to doctors for over 30 years, they've only made her worse.
32.
They don't even know what she has.
Yeah, no, they don't.
And Dr.
At this
Calipee,
point, I'll tell you, I don't care what I have as long as I get something to help me, you know. But
Dr.
Calipee
believes that he can help her with the stem cell procedure, but the government doesn't pay for it.
No.
You believe that? They won't pay for it to try to save somebody's life or make them a more productive tax-paying person.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get people to to donate, and Inner Sight is overseeing the whole thing, and the money will be in her name for the procedure.
Mm-hmm.
When the GoFundMe goes up, you know, we'll let you know. But in the meantime, you can call Inner Sight if you want to know how to make out the check. I don't want to give the information on the air.
No.
Call Inner Sight 631-224-3090. As soon as that GoFundMe goes up, we'll make it more official and get out a news story and all that.
Mm-hmm. No, we're really...
All right.
I'm waiting for some friends to help me out with that because of my vision. So
well, I hope they come through.
They will.
All right. Inner Sight, around the world, mad or glad Monday. You mad about something, glad about something? Tell us. We'd like to know. Could be anything at all. Keep it clean.
Oh, yeah.
All right, turn down the...
Let's see if there's anybody else on
the video and all that. Yeah, anybody online?
Nope, nobody.
All
at
right.
At the moment, just us.
Summertime, mad or glad.
People catch it, you know, when they're going places or waiting for stuff. They get it on the archive, usually.
Oh, yeah, you can listen to this show anytime you want.
Yep.
So that's good. Why don't we get a, speaking of listening, how's about a tally?
Yeah, we could do that.
See what we got, see how we're doing with that.
Ooh, 96,608.
All right, we're headed toward 97,000.
Yes, we are.
All right. I want to talk about an email that I got from Mr. Rizzy. Rizzy, are you there? Oh, stop.
Poor Rizzy.
And this guy's blind, and you know, I he's a nice guy, don't get me wrong.
He is, yeah.
But I think he's got the wrong idea that this digital stuff is going to... Well, he made a comment, you know, or you read it to me, that digital has given him back his eyesight.
Yeah, I'd like to know how.
Well, then what does he need his guide dog for?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's an exaggeration. A big exaggeration.
No,
Yeah. So, our position is clear. You want to use digital, fine. You know, people should have the freedom of choice. Every sign should be accessible. Everything should be accessible.
I think what should be is you have both. This way, you're not, you know, excluding if there's like a natural disaster there. And, you know, that's a big problem. If there's a power outage and you have only digital, forget about it. You're screwed.
Well, doesn't the average person who's not disabled have both?
Yeah.
There it is. Why don't we?
Don't know. Good question.
You know, if the sign is not there, something happens, it gets knocked down, the person who's not disabled can see, or they can walk, or they can hear. They have both.
That's right.
Why don't we?
Good question.
Yeah, well, it's just another facet of the whole evil system where we're not equal. Where does we get back to the same thing? There's no damn law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so there's no enforcement, and that's why we don't have it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
So there you have it. I mean, people. You see what it is? People are grasping at straws. They're struggling for something to help them. That's what the sense I have with this guy, with this, what do they call it, blind spick or whatever, a spike? What
blind.
Is it called?
My blind spot.
My blind spot?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Yeah. That's the name of his website.
I thought it was blind speak or blind, I don't know what it was.
No, blind spot.
Blind spot. All right. To me, that's I don't know. That name doesn't make any sense. What does that mean? My blind spot. What is the? I mean, you say inner sight. At least people can grasp what that means.
Right.
Blind spot. What's the? I don't understand the purpose of that.
It had to be something that made him choose that. I don't know.
Anyway. He's a good guy, and, you know, but I think he's got the wrong idea. All right, we'll be with you tomorrow night, open mic, inner sight around the world. Means freedom, inner sight means freedom. 631-224-3090. Anybody would like to contribute to the health of Suzanne with this new procedure?
Thank you.
Please let us know. We're going to be making numerous phone calls when this GoFundMe goes up. I want to have something to tell people.
Yeah.
All right. Be with you tomorrow night. Open mic. Thank you very much. Inner sight around the world. 631-224-3090 is the inner sight number. And stay safe out there. Wild oil of oregano. You want to prevent virus. Apple cider vinegar. I take them every day. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Thank you. Inner
sight.
Good night.